tell you what chaps my hide. FedEx.
You want to trade FedEx stories?
Let's do it.
You first, because I got to finish this Snicker bar I just jammed in my mouth.
Well, I think that it's rude that they have a hidden arrow in their in their logo. You know, it's like, just come out and be transparent about it.
When you heard about it, did you instantly see it?
Oh, instantly.
Took me like 30 seconds to find it.
It's like one of those magic eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sailboat.
Is it really
Stop
hidden?
Taking my oranges!
Don't you think that arrow could have been in... They just mashed the font together. And then years later, someone was like, look, that's an arrow. And everyone was like, eh, cool.
I don't know. We could call. We could ask them. You want to call the FedEx hotline right now?
I'm looking at this Podcast One logo. Between the T and the O of Podcast and One, there's a erect penis. You know, you can see whatever you want to see.
That was on purpose. Anderson, you want to join us? You want to get in there?
If you look at the N at the bottom, that's clearly a shark fin sticking out of the water. The A is clearly that building in San Francisco.
With the
middle missing.
And this is clearly a strong opening to a podcast.
Did you guys see Anderson? Are you leaving?
Yeah, he's out of here. We've only been here for 20 minutes.
Are you familiar with that, the latest Target controversy?
That terrible thigh gap?
Yeah. Wasn't it crazy looking? Did you look at it?
Like, did they even try? It's like someone just drew with the rectangle tool and then just hit delete.
Yeah, yeah. That is what it looks like, what happened. And then there's the girl's side where they took her thighs in, not her thighs, but her waist in a little bit. And they didn't even try. They didn't even try.
I didn't see that one.
It's the same. It's the same thing. They just went cut. And it's just so weird.
Like,
right?
Is there no one to check that and approve it?
Apparently not. But the real question is, does that thigh gap sell any more product?
I bet it does.
You think?
Yeah, a lot of girls want that thigh gap.
That's a new trend, though.
Well, it's an old trend in the anorexic circles. Mm. Old one.
They call me thigh gap.
I haven't seen the picture. Is it pretty? I've heard it's slop.
It's just horrible Photoshop.
Do you think they outsourced to like Indonesia or something? Malaysia?
It's just what Tyler said. The person took like a select tool and just took part of it out and just hit delete. And
like just a straight rectangle.
Yeah. It's not even. Maybe
it was the model. Maybe like they gave her a final cut.
Maybe she's got a wooden squared off a vagina.
Yeah. What if she came out and she started doing like the circuit? And that's actually the way
like,
that she.
You're persecuting me.
I was bitten by an eel.
She pulls up her shirt and her side is all pixelated. You're like, oh, wow, that's not too bad.
So you're saying they missed the target?
Yeah, Target is under fire lately, right? No pun intended again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward. Credit card theft with the credit card holders' information being released. Every person that's ever used a credit card at Target has had their personal information and their home phone number and their bank account number,
their dog's name,
given to South African scam artists.
That's pretty, you know, it's fine.
I guess.
I always wanted my personal information to see the world.
I used my debit card at Target like the day after that news story broke. And all that did was remind me of how dumb I am.
You were
That's
like,
all it did.
You had invincibility complex?
I'm moving 20s aside in my wallet to get to my debit card so I can risk everything. You know what it was for?
Fur.
It was for $1.19 popcorn. I put on my debit card.
Where do you get $1.19 popcorn?
Target.
Why didn't you use your cash?
Because I'm dumb. God.
Hey, everybody. I am Anderson. That is Mike Carano. There's Ty Ty in front of me. This is the After Disaster episode
227.
Oh, is that true? God. 227?
Yep.
That's pretty good. Do you got the theme for room 227 somewhere around here?
It's not the name of it.
Yeah, it was.
227?
Yeah.
237. We got 10 to go.
No. The 70s TV show.
Oh, what is that? I've never heard of it.
It was a very strangely popular TV show amongst people my age, even though it was an adult TV show when we were like 6.
Huh.
It was like a junior college. And it was a drama.
Sounds
it was
awful.
On of the day.
Tyler Williamson. Type in H-E-I-L. That, this is not original. This is was discussed on the pre-show, Loveline, a few weeks ago. Or last week when we had Jim Jeffries on, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a real show that aired exactly one episode, only one, before it was canceled in England on the BBC. Tyler, go ahead and play it.
Heil, honey.
You can find this on YouTube.
Hello, I'm home.
It's called Heil, honey.
Heil, honey. Smile, honey.
Might have heard of it. Came here. But it's a real show where it was Hitler and he'd come home to Eva Braun. And it was like a goofy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
And it's like a goofy sitcom. Situational comedy. But what you turn? Put your mic down. Put your phone down.
I was trying to find the music.
For what?
For room 227.
I think we're okay without that.
Because we have Heil Honey. I think you'll recognize it.
We have Heil Honey, though. Nope. See, I'm.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude. No.
This should be the after disaster thing.
The first TV show? Start on radio?
Listen to the flute, the pan flute. Terrible.
Okay.
Wait, no, actually, I think I might know it. Yeah, I know it from every single thing that's bad that came out of the 70s. Okay.
That flute is awful.
Yeah, you're right. The flute is pretty
good. Before we move on, before
that
we
other
get
thing,
to the meteor
thing. Thing.
The fish, the washboard. This is the worst show we've ever done.
No, you know what that thing is? It's like two things that are together like that, and you go.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Andy Dick used to use one in Andy Dick and the Bitches of the Century, and he left it here at the old K-Rock Studios, and I fucked around with it for months.
Mm-hmm.
It's great, and then he finally came and got it.
And then he needed it back for his next terrible gig.
Wow.
He's a listener.
Shots
of this program.
Fired.
Andy Dick's a listener of this program.
Sorry.
Andy Dick's a supporter and a listener.
Is he really a supporter?
Wasn't he a guest?
He was a guest.
Yes, and he's talked like about this show. Remember, he saw producer Ann at Loveline in traffic, yeah. And he rolled up. He's like, I need to talk to you about the after disaster.
I can't imagine he would listen.
What?
He did. He saw Ann in traffic, and he wanted to talk to her. He was very mad at Mike. Remember, this is like way back when. But Mike was saying things about him, and I stuck up for him. No? Recollect? Okay.
Yeah.
I do. I remember.
Listen,
I remember I apologized to him, and he acted like he didn't know what I was talking about.
Sandy Dick.
He was like, oh, I don't even remember what it was.
And then he went, with that thing? With the instrument?
And then he insisted on giving me his phone number, and I never put it in my phone.
Okay. I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but in case you do not listen to the film vault, I got a little treat for you, all right? A little short that I discovered. It was an adjunct or extra on a DVD of a small independent movie that I saw called George Washington, directed by David Gordon Green. George Washington, back in 2000, and there is an extra on there, which is a short made by somebody completely different from him, called A Day with the Kids. It's a 20-minute short, and I'm obsessed.
I'm gonna watch it tomorrow for sure.
I've watched it five or six times since I saw you last. I flickfested on the film vault, so if you already heard that, I apologize. But it's a short that you're going to love, Michael.
Was it on the Vaulties?
No, that was last week. The new episode is Directors with the Most Range, which airs, we did it tonight. It'll be up on Friday to watch. Look out for that. Directors with the Most Range. Top five directors with the most range. And I flickfest a few movies, including Omar, which was up for Best Foreign Language Film this year.
You guys should do Directors with the Most Strange.
Like the just directors that bang like hookers
the
and all
most.
That. Yep. I do tell a very entertaining story. Oh, I found an entertaining story about Shia LaBeouf on the set of Transformers from a few years ago.
You mean Shia LaBeouf?
That's him. And
I'm sorry, that's making me laugh. Shia LaBeouf.
I saw Nonstop, and I talked about that. Nonstop.
Nonstop.
You saw Nonstop?
Saw Nonstop.
How was it?
Is that a film in theaters?
Yeah, Liam Neeson's.
Okay, I thought that was already out of theaters because that didn't look like it did too well. I see those bus stop ads everywhere,
Taken in the
billboards
sky.
Everywhere,
yeah. Uh-huh.
And I just
Taken
assumed that
sky.
Movie was gone.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out on Friday.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No way.
It's brand new. I don't know what your problem is.
Okay, I watched something on Netflix that I thought was so good. I watched it again the next night.
I do that rarely.
Just as moved.
Oh yeah, what is it?
The thing that calibrates your TV.
The Rush documentary. Have you seen it?
No, I'm good.
It's really impressive when you play the song off your phone. Really, really imbues me with a sense of how powerful.
Did you see the Rush documentary? It's fucking great.
Why is Anderson?
The 405's closed again.
Ah.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm sick of this shit.
So am I. Hey, why don't you
For those of you who don't live in L.A.
You want to come to my house?
It's awful. L.A.'s fucking awful.
Cocksucker.
And what they do is they close down huge, huge byways where you're just fucked. You're
freeway, which, by the way, is they've been working on for 10 years.
But 2 years extensively. And here's the thing.
And
about
they had to stop, and now they have to do it over.
Hey, here's the best part. It's maybe the busiest freeway in the world.
It is.
Maybe.
Yes.
And the most important in L.A. to get.
Because there's really no alternatives.
There are no alternatives. There's barely side street alternatives, which I'm taking tonight.
Sometimes they close those, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But last time that the 405 was whittled down to one lane, and there was no work happening.
No, there's never any work. Now,
no work happening.
This happened to me last night. I was leaving at like 2 a.m., and I know this is... I felt like one of those Australians complaining about Domino's.
Yeah.
For anyone that doesn't get that reference, which is probably everyone, that's a very strange. Everyone's like, "Is that a saying? Is that a thing?"
You should watch it. It's funny shit. Australians bitching about Domino's on the old YouTuber there with videos and images of actual poverty running in the background, and it's just texts of the Australians.
I ordered dessert, it came you squashed my dessert.
But you didn't have the dipping sauce. Very disappointed.
Didn't eat the dessert. Meanwhile, there's kid fucking putting barbecue sauce on flies.
Someone could absolutely do that with our show. They could absolutely run those impoverished children.
No, but this 405 problem isn't just the 405. Hey, come to my neighborhood. God, Coldwater Canyon is fucking... They've been under construction for over a year. Mm-hmm. And that middle lane is closed, and it's whittled down to one lane, and there's no work happening. There's nothing.
So it's like 2 in the morning. You're just trying to get home, and it's an hour delay.
Yeah, and there's nobody out there working.
And you're just sitting there. There's nothing around you, and it's just one lane, and they whittle you off the freeway.
Yes. Let's go back to
that.
There's
no cops there helping you. The light turns red as though it's the middle of the day.
Yep.
And then there's, you could, like Carolla used to say, you can see the curvature of the earth. You can see so far.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Let's just go back to the fact that you're stopped on the freeway at 1:32, 2:33 in the morning, and there's no fucking work happening. There's not like...
I don't know why they close it. Why did they close it?
Because they're trying to work. There's like 10 guys that are strewn about 5 miles of closed freeway. I seriously, I think they're filming a porno.
They're not filming like a dream sequence porn.
The most elaborate porn ever filmed.
I've mentioned this before, but on my street on Coldwater Canyon, I've driven by there in complete gridlock because it's down to one lane. And there's, I swear to God, no embellishment, no micro, no exaggeration. There's 5 guys. One guy is hosing out the fucking cement mixer. The chute.
Did you say a Mike Carano exaggeration?
Well, you know how I'll be like, I was waiting in line 3 hours. And it was like 25 minutes. But there's one dude with a hose casually hosing out that chute that comes out of the cement truck.
It's important.
And 4 dudes standing around. And I was like, okay, I'm glad the lane's closed for you 4 jack-offs. It's like when a cop pulls somebody over and the cop doesn't pull over. They block the lane. Saw that in Brea. The fucking cop pulled some lady over and left his car in the lane, so he blocked one lane completely while she was on the side on a not busy side street.
I was in
fucking douchebag.
I don't know
cop.
What it is.
Left his door open too.
We got no dipping sauces for our dessert. Very disappointed. No, so I don't know.
Unblock me now.
How do you find that video? I think it was on E-bombs. It's hilarious.
I'm sure Domino's Australia will bring it up.
You think? Something with daylight savings time, but when they change the clocks, no one can drive for like a week. I don't know if you've noticed that.
I did notice that. I did notice that.
So weird.
I did notice that.
It's not a big deal, guys. We change the clocks an hour, right? It's not like...
You change your tires when you change the clocks.
I'd like to say that this time change is the one I like. I like this one. I love it.
I like it when it gets lit, darker. I mean, yeah, later.
I like it. I know, it was sunny when we drove to Afterzatra tonight.
It's not true.
When it's 8:45 at night and the sun is just setting, I
love that. It's still warm.
Warm.
It feels like you're cheating the galaxy.
Yes, you are.
So I'm driving here and driving to work. Your pizza tastes like farts.
Why don't we move it ahead 2 hours? They could be like light till 9.
Why don't we just not do
it?
Yeah, why don't we just not do it?
Let's just stop doing it.
Be Arizona.
Fuck the farmers.
How about this? Let's say when the sun rises, that's 9. Let's just go with that.
What?
Daniel Tosh used to have a great bit about this. Like, he wanted to put him ahead 5 hours, so when you got out of the bar at 2 a.m., you could see the chick you were talking to. It'd still be bright outside. So you want to take that pterodactyl, I think was his exact words, home. Okay.
I think the time should rotate with the sun.
It does. Exactly that. What are you talking about? You know how I know I'm stupid? Like, you know, every now and again we probably all think we're smart.
If I was high when you said that sentence, I think I would die. I think my brain would implode.
No, it would not.
Yes.
I think we're all sound minded and kind of similar minds in the sense that every now and again we probably get a little like grandiose and think, you know, I'm pretty fucking smart. I get it. You know what I mean? I think every now and again. But then it comes to a screeching halt and all. I mean, with most things, you know, it's not hard for me to come to a screeching halt with that. But here's one that always fucks me, especially if I'm listening to like George Norrie or some nerd, when I say nerd, super smart guy, talking about science fiction and things that are above and beyond. Either it's boring, but every now and again they'll talk about this. Places where time doesn't exist and how time is just a reference and it's only earthly. And they can actually imagine.
Time is a man-made construct.
I can't understand. I can wrap my mind around a lot of things. I cannot get to a place where time doesn't exist.
Why?
I can't.
Why? How do? Because everything I just said would have not. How do you not have a past and a future and a present? How? It's not possible.
I was forced.
No, it's just everything is moving towards entropy. Everything is just in a state of decay, and time is just like a measurement of that movement to decay.
But when they say like time doesn't pass and time just it. There is no future or past or present. It's just, it's something, and it's hard to understand.
Regardless of your level of intelligence, we all have a limit where we can't understand past that, and I can't understand what you're talking about. Like, I can't conceptualize that, and I heard that scientist Neil Tyson, what's that guy's name? Tyson Neil
Degrassi?
Mike Tyson. Yes, I heard him talking on Hardwick's podcast.
Yes.
No, but he mentioned what was bothering him, and this bummed me out because I went, oh, yeah, the shit that bothers me is way, way stupider than that. He said, since there's only, like 0.something% DNA difference between us and apes.
Right, it's very short.
And he goes, and we have designated ourselves the smartest people on the planet, the smartest creatures, and we are trying to decipher and break down why we're here and the universe. And he goes, what if another creature is 0.03% smarter than us, which might be 500 times smarter?
First of all, can we not do that anymore? I don't like that. Like with earthquakes, that's 8.8.
Yeah.
And then an 8.9 is exponentially like way bigger. I hate that. Don't do that.
Don't do that. They could easily minimize that earthquake down 1 through 10.
Right. Let's just do that, guys.
Fuck. A 9. Everything's down.
I don't like 10, people trying to be smart and trying to make it seem like they're smarter. Don't
a
like
1,
it.
We don't feel it.
The game
a 10, fixed. Everyone's dead.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So there's a panel of judges.
They rate the earthquakes.
And they have the little cue cards?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what about those buildings that blew up in Harlem and only 4 people died?
Well, because black people are very strong.
I didn't think of that. You're right.
Like there's just an explosion and they hold the line. Like what?
I think most people got out because they had already called the gas company and said they smelled the gas leak. So I think a lot of them left.
Right, where I was like, oh, so I'm driving to work, great. Right? I'm getting in here, and it takes me like double the amount of time.
Tonight?
I should not have watched that goddamn Australian pizza Donimo's.
Donimo's.
A couple nights ago. And it's right after daylight saving, so everyone's driving extra slow. It literally took me 3 times the amount of time to get to work.
Maybe everyone's just admiring the sun.
I don't know what it is.
I haven't seen it in years.
I don't know what it is. It's really strange, though.
I don't know.
It happens when it goes back the other way, too. People
are
like,
I
forget how to drive when the sun was like when it's like this. It's too sudden of a change. I got to slow down.
I'm going to do whatever is in my power to stop that other change from happening, which is virtually nothing.
You should just tell people I don't do daylight savings.
I think,
you know what?
Just be an hour late or an hour early for everything.
I think that happened with Kramer. I think he did that.
You know what?
Didn't that happen?
Yeah, why does it bump? Why am I letting it bump me out when I have no clock to it here?
You have none! Yeah. Yeah, why don't you just do your thing?
Move to Arizona.
I love this one, though. I love this. Like, in 3 months when it's toasty warm out every night.
Toasty
warm.
And it's 7:30 and the sun is still visible. 8 o'clock, it's still light. 8:30, sun's just setting. That's my kind of time.
Guys, I found a new thing that's Siri. Siri?
Yeah.
Says weird.
Siri?
Disrepair.
Disrepair. Disrepair is shitty.
Disrepair. Do you want to? Can I tell you?
I get to work. I get off the freeway. Gridlock. Just every inch of my entire commute.
No reason, right?
No, the clocks went ahead. They spring forward. So everyone went. So I finally turn left on we work on the studios here, a little side street, literally a dead end.
There's
like a dog kennel and some empty warehouse down the end of the street that they rent out for parties every now and again. Of course, they're having some big, giant, fancy, douchey fucking parties. Like, literally, like, 8 moving trucks just filled with stuff for, like, packing, unpacking. And I would be able to get into our little parking lot, but no, there's a... Culver City has parking cops that are actual cops. It's not like they have... Because they're their own municipal, they're their own
city. They're blocking your lot?
So they have guys that are in pickup trucks that are actual cops. So they have guns. They're not just meter maids. But they're also they're parking enforcement, and they drive trucks that say parking enforcement. This fucker is parked right in the middle of the street, dead nuts in the middle of the street. So no cars can get around, can get by
intentionally.
At all. He's just out of his car and he's talking to some guy about the way he's parked or something. And there's like 3 cars in between me and the cop, and no one can get anywhere. It's just because the cop decided. So I drive up on the sidewalk. I'm honking. I'm furious now. I get out of the car, and I'm so rageful. I don't even realize that I'm yelling at a cop.
Man shot in chest 3 times in Culver City.
What are you doing parking right in the middle of the street, dude? And he's like, I'm doing my job, sir. Doing my job. I'm like, isn't your job as a parking enforcement guy kind of trying to keep traffic going, like making sure cars aren't parked where they shouldn't be because it's illegal because you can't drive by them? And look at you. You're parked right in the middle of the street. You have the worst parking job of all. And I'm just going off. He's going, doing my job, sir. Doing my job, sir. Getting like more angry. I'm like, I'm just trying to get to mine and I can't. Meanwhile, my car is just there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm thinking about too. It's not like your car's going to fold up or go into a garage and close.
The really nice security guard that's here on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. He was getting nervous for me. He was getting in between us. He's from Ethiopia. So then I go out like an hour later. Actually, less than that. I'm looking around like,
you should have yelled at the security guard really loud. Don't let that fucker on the property. This is private property. Don't let that fucking cop on the property.
Why would it?
But, and then slam the door behind you.
He's like, that has nothing to do with my job. Keeping traffic moving has nothing to do with my job. It absolutely does. If a car is parked in the middle of the road, you're going to tow that car.
Yeah. Because your job is to give people chicken, bullshit tickets and to take beer away from minors.
So I go out and I'm like kind of looking around a little bit nervous.
And get blowjobs from transvestites.
I don't know if that's what you should say that.
That's what cops do.
I don't think you should say that.
That's what it says under Protect and Serve. It's to protect and serve and get BJs from transvestites.
Impregnate and serve.
I'm not anti-cop, by the way. I should point that out.
So I go out and I'm looking around. I've cooler heads have prevailed now, right? And I feel like an asshole because, you don't yell at cops. It's one thing to yell at a meter maid. This guy was an actual cop.
Yeah, I don't think you should yell at cops either.
So I'm looking around. I'm nervous. I'm like, hey, our guard's name is Asafa. I'm like, Asafa, is he gone? He's like, oh, yeah, he's gone. He's gone. He's like, in my country, he punched you. He punched you. My country, you on ground, kicked, punched. Yeah. You talk to a cop like that. Should have
said, thank God we're not in your shit fuck country. Right? In your piece of shit fucking country.
All right, he's so much Canadian. Hostility.
Well, you know what I mean. I hate when people go, in my country, this happens. And
he wasn't saying
it's like, well, why are you here then?
That's why he's here.
Yeah,
exactly. He wasn't saying it like it was a cool thing.
Yeah. Okay, I got it. Sorry. Come on. Thought he was defending it. Can I tell you, I told you the peanut butter story last week. Not the audience, but I told you guys.
I don't know, did
how
you?
Goddamn dumb I am. I bought that $15 fucking jar of peanut butter and then just threw it in the dumpster. Here's what happened today.
You're making a statement against the peanut butter lobby.
Here's what happened today.
Oh my God, House of Cards is so good. Okay,
so good. Are you on season 2 yet?
Yeah, halfway through.
I get home from
you a guys are gonna love if you're old like Mike and I, you're gonna love A Day with the Kids. If you're good. Young like Ty,
I'm excited.
Jillian was telling me,
can I watch it tonight if it's only 15 or 20?
It's 20, 18 actually. And it was you might actually know the guy that directed it. He's an character actor named Klug. Never mind. But Jillian was telling me about kids that are born 1986 or later are way different than kids born 85 and before.
In what way?
I think it has to do with technology. She started to explain it to me and my eyes just glossed over.
But what technology was in 86?
Well, I think that if you're born in 86, that means by the time you're like 6 or 7, the internet. Oh,
I got
spread,
it.
You know what
okay,
I mean?
You're definitely in the computer age.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
why
you don't know a world.
85 be?
I don't know. That's just kind of like the cutoff where it becomes very different.
And no, I get it, because then there's definitely going to be computers in school
right.
In the 90s.
We had computers in my school, but like they had like the actual floppy disks, and they could do nothing except for play Pong.
Real quick, I want to get this off my chest.
Pong?
I got back from a hike at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I couldn't get online, just figured LTE was down. About 3:30 after I take my nap, I'm frantically trying to fix my phone. I reloaded all the operating system twice to the tune of about an hour and 45 minutes.
To the tune.
Now it's like 5 in the afternoon. I'm fucking livid because I have to drive over the hill and go to the Apple store. That's my whole story.
And there's no dipping sauce.
I'm sorry, I started the story. It seems
very
so stupid.
Very disappointing.
That's the end of exactly. the story?
I pick up the phone to call somebody to tell them I have to go over the hill to go to the Apple store because my phone's broken. Uh-huh. And I get beep, beep, beep. The service has been disconnected. If you would like to pay your bill, I forgot to pay my bill for 2 months.
It's okay.
Ah! You all right?
Yeah, is that bad?
No, I'm just fucking, I'm so dumb. No. Like, I'm frantically livid that
Why
I can't get online.
Like automatic.
I should.
Okay. Clue Galuger. You ever heard of him? Guy's name is CLU. Clue Galuger.
No, Clue for Galuger. Some reason.
And this short is my childhood. It's a bunch of kids. The music is straight out of 1969. The music is straight out of that era. So many TV shows and movies that I watched when I was a kid.
I got to send myself a.
Is it on YouTube?
It's on the YouTube. And there's no dialogue, Ty Ty. But the music is haunting. It's haunting, Ty Ty.
If there's no talking, I don't watch it.
And the end, let me tell you, I'm not going to give anything away here, but the end, hair is on the back of my neck, standing up.
Tell me the name of getting Jessica, or Kit.
Let's see how far off Mike is. What is the name of it, Mike? I'll give you three shots.
It's Kids.
Nope. Not It's Kids.
Just Kids is Patti Smith, so it's not that.
Does he eat the kids, Dan?
Just tell me.
We just got a little glimpse of Mike in class.
I'm sitting here. I want to type it now.
A Day with the Kids.
A Day with the Kids.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. A Day with the Boys. God damn it. I'll make fun of you and then I don't even get it right. A Day with the Boys. A Day with the Boys.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, Laszlo Kovacs shot it. I tell you that. Okay. Very excited that you should for you to watch that.
I don't think you're going to like it as much, but Tyler, you need to watch that Rush documentary.
Out.
You're going to fucking love it.
Out.
You're going to love those guys. By the time that documentary ends, you're going to be like, I goddamn, regardless of the music, I love Rush.
Well, I'd just be like spinning a drumstick like
it's
Neil Peart.
It's the most, they're the most likable band once you actually get
Canadian.
To know them. Yeah.
Take off to the great white north. Take off.
That's their song. Hoser. I know.
That's their song.
I know. That was the best. But that wasn't Rush. That was Bob and Doug with
Geddy Lee. Yeah, but they were there. But they were there.
It was just Geddy Lee, though.
Well, he was there. All right, I'm going to go get coffee. Is that going to offend you?
What?
I need coffee, guys.
You sure you want to drink coffee at 12:45 in the morning?
I got to drive like a 3-hour commute now.
You should follow me, take side streets.
Take the one.
Anderson.
Never.
From here, down Robertson, over Coldwater.
Okay, all right. What are we?
It's 30 minutes, you'll be on the 101.
I don't want that. I could just take the 10 East and go through downtown LA, too. 110 North.
That's ridiculous.
101.
You want to race? To your house?
Or I could take the one to Topanga, zip through there, not hit a deer, hopefully.
Not too bad.
It's not terrible. Yeah. Actually, it is. This time of night.
You can see
the ocean. This time of night.
You could take Beverly Glen.
I could take Bennett the Canyon and cruise by where the old Mansons did their work.
You could just get a hotel.
I went to that corner tonight. I went to the gas station corner where they stopped to get gas before they
On Ventura?
Yeah.
The mobile right there?
Well, yeah. It's a flower shop now.
No, it's still a gas station.
No, it's next to Casa de Cadillac. That's the one.
This is the worst segment we've done, if we do segments.
No, it's not.
Ever.
No.
Going to get coffee. Because I have to drive 3 hours now. I have a guess of what you guys will be talking about when I get back. I'm going to guess.
I'm excited to prove you wrong. Let's talk about something just completely dinosaurs or something.
Water? No, I'm good. Thank you. I seriously want you to sit down and watch that Rush documentary. You're going to fucking love it.
I know. I probably will. I will watch it. Did you watch it? Have you watched a band called Death yet?
Yes.
So good.
Yeah, it's cool. Right? It's cool. I didn't learn, maybe I just missed it in the documentary, but I didn't realize the one guy was dead until about halfway through. And maybe they didn't reveal it till then.
No, they did.
Because
revealed it in like the first like 20 minutes.
Oh, I was so bummed.
Yeah, this guy, you just think like maybe he's like off, like not around.
Yeah, but it really is one of those, I thought he was in prison at first. It really is one of those stories that you watch the documentary and like, oh, that was cool. And then the more you think about it, you're like, that was amazing.
Yeah. Did you see?
It was three African American dudes in a punk rock band before punk rock.
And it was good.
Yeah. But that's what I mean. It's like they didn't get shit diddly for credit.
Well, they're in the wrong place, the wrong time.
Yeah, I guess. Even
well,
now,
they got a recording contract, but they wanted to change their name. And what's his face was too dead set on the name.
Yep.
Dead set. Did you see Waiting for Sugar Man?
No.
Is that the name of that? Yeah.
Yes. I didn't see it.
Searching for Sugar Man or Looking for Sugar Man?
Searching. Waiting for Guffman is the other one.
Yeah. It's great.
Now what is it about?
It's kind of like...
Because it's filed under gay and lesbian.
What?
I swear to God. It was filed...
No. Searching for Sugar Man. No, it's not at all. Literally, is no. It's a guy. This guy named Rodriguez. He released like one out. He released two albums in the 60s, and one of them did okay, but the other one like wasn't popular. And then he just like faded into obscurity. Except his album is like crazy popular in South Africa, like amazingly popular.
That's
like, they
great.
Love him there, but they thought he was dead. And eventually, through all these circumstances, he finds out that he's popular in fucking South Africa.
That's fantastic.
And he goes and does a concert, and they film it and all that shit.
Did he end up making any money at the end?
He is still a poor guy, so I think he just apparently he's very generous and gives his money away.
That's fantastic. I like that.
And it's good music too. You would dig it.
Did you see New York Doll?
Nope.
That's great. I'll bring you a copy. That one is great, and it has an unexpected twist.
Is it about those dolls that you were sending me photos of?
No, he dies. But other than that, no, it's great. It's a great documentary, and you'll dig it. You'll dig that one a lot. You saw Lemmy, right?
No, I haven't watched that one yet.
That's good because it starts here in this very studio. I think Anderson's on the beginning of that. I don't remember.
Yes, he is. Prominently featured. He has a credit in it. Is that true?
You have a credit on Lemmy? It's a weird segment we're doing right now. I don't know what's happening over there.
Anderson's sitting here pressing buttons and looking disheveled.
The fact that Anderson just went and got himself a large steaming cup of coffee makes me uncomfortable because it smells delicious, though. Hey, you want to hear something that I shouldn't talk about since I made a recording of it for my podcast?
Yeah.
You ever been to Dupar's?
Yes. No. It's I've had the food. Wait.
It's very mediocre.
Is that the one on Ventura?
There's one in Ventura. There's one on the Farmer's Market.
Yeah, I've been there.
You ever been to Dupar's?
Remember when I got up and I said I'm going to guess what you guys were talking about? It happened a little later, but I thought for sure you'd be talking about food. Some sort. So now we're going to... Oh, here, listen. This is a day with the boys. This is a background soundtrack. We'll just use the soundtrack for our own show, okay. For our own purposes.
Dupar's.
Right. Yes, I've mediocre. Been to a number of Dupar's. They're a grease spoon. It's like a little Denny's. But
mediocre.
Yeah.
So I went in there to get a couple of somethings for dessert two nights ago. Walked up. Can I get a couple of donuts? And the guy goes, do you have a reservation?
What?
I'm like, I just want two donuts.
To go?
Well, some of the donuts have reservations on them. And I was like, what does that mean?
Hipsters.
And he goes, you can call up and you can reserve donuts. And I was like, I'm still weirded out by it that people can call up and go, I want two chocolates. And that's what somebody reserved. And I took the other two chocolates.
Do they name them too?
I got those two chocolate donuts. And I went
home.
What
are you doing, dude? That is not the...
I'm not doing anything.
That's not how it goes.
The bulk of their donuts is they're very large donuts.
Probably doing a damn thing, sir.
A third to 50% more sugar, and they're very large.
Mm-hmm.
They were so goddamn good.
Are you gonna reserve some?
I ate both of those goddamn donuts so fast.
That song.
It was like eating five regular donuts.
You know what? This is really a weird version. This is a totally weird version. I don't like this one. What's going on? It sounds completely different.
I'm like scared. Like this is very.
Why is
scary.
It going so fast? All right, turn it off. Yeah, this is a different version. Somebody fuck with this one.
Wait, why? There's different versions?
Yeah, apparently. This is not the one that I saw.
Oh, you mean some, like a fan took it and did their own version?
The music's completely different. It's like sped up and stuff. I don't like it. That's way too high pitched.
I'm disconcerted right now.
Yeah, fuck this. Turn this off.
This looks like when I was doing...
Yeah, they ruined everything. Turn it
first
off.
Or second grade when it'd be a rainy day and we get to watch a film, but they would actually bring in the real.
Yeah,
real
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, yeah. That's what Mike and I had.
It was weird kind of shit like this.
It was great, is what it was.
There was this one weird one with about like witches on Halloween or something like that.
Remember Tyler, what happened when I was in second grade and they brought in one of those real movies?
You saw a porno?
You remember what happened to me?
No.
I was in second grade, so I'm not sure exactly why I was in Mrs. Barcy's class looking at my unit. But I do remember her looking and catching me with my wing.
Oh, my God. I remember that story. You told that on the show.
We have an episode called The Talented Mrs. Barsky.
It was a reel-to-reel movie, and when I was for whatever a kid, reason, I whipped it out, and I was checking it out.
That's upsetting.
When I was a kid, and they would wheel in that projector, they were going to show something in class.
The greatest.
It was twofold. Well, first of all, the projector coming in, the greatest, the chances of it not working properly was 50-50. So many, many times they would string up the film we were going to watch, and it wouldn't work, or it would break, and that was the end of that.
And then Anderson.
I was just wearing short shorts that I would just pull down.
Can you imagine what zipper schools do now? They just have DVD players, right?
You think, Mikey?
Can you like imagine?
Hey,
I think they might just stream their shit straight to the YouTube.
Tara had an English teacher in
straight to the YouTube.
I meant to say straight to the tablets, not the YouTubes. Turn it up. Let me see what it's sounding like now. I don't know. It was so off. Somebody fuck with the soundtrack for some reason. Yeah, the soundtrack is still off. The one that I watched just yesterday was the full movie. And this just says it's part one. So this is somebody uploaded shit. Mm. All right, I'm sorry. What did Tara do?
I don't want to tell the story now.
Why?
Because I don't want to get someone in trouble.
Tyler, what's that noise?
It's another version.
Oh, you found a new version? The soundtrack, man, it gets stuck in your head.
Basically, my friend and her high school English teacher, which all the girls had a crush on, would show films in school.
Uh-huh.
It's an English class.
This is right. This is right, Tai Tai.
And he would show films like Harold and Maude.
What? In what grade?
I don't know, but high school. And he would let the kids watch it through Harold and Maude and movies like that, like very provocative sexual movies.
I don't know if you'd say it's, I guess, or there's a...
If I'm your English teacher and I'm like, all right, we're going to sit down and watch a movie about a kid, a teenager, like having sex with an 80-year-old.
Yeah, I think that's when you start to do, you know, you show
things. I guess, yeah. I just thought it was odd.
I wish I saw that when I was even younger.
Yeah.
Such a great movie. Top pretty five
good.
All time.
Pretty good.
Harold and Maude. I love the opening. The dark, dark opening.
Yeah, the suicide.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, what is this music supposed to add to our show?
Greatness.
It's making me like very nervous.
Is it?
Yeah, it's very like unsettling.
A Day with the Boys. This doesn't sound like the kind of music that comes out of that era to you.
It could be
LA Philharmonic, I think, or the LA Quartet, or
no. This could be like this music could perfectly sum up the emotion of childhood in a
this
certain
is
time.
The and it's most
it's just notes.
This short is the most what's the word
poignant or no representative
representative like, but what are we're both
captures
we're both
men
god damn I'm tired
captures
great,
men
great podcasters men.
Captures boys and men Day with Boys. What is it that we reminisce all the time essence. And
nostalgia
what is that?
It's him scrolling through the radio.
I've
thought
seen
you
this
watched this
five times.
You
how
fuck.
Did I not remember that? Oh, I forgot that he had that little radio thing. Yeah, just because this movie, it's like it's haunting. It's gripping.
Are you that one? Are you the?
I'm the chunky
on
one.
Left?
I'm the chunky one with the flower.
Oh,
in
you're
mouth.
The buffalo butt.
Yeah, the buffalo butt.
I gotta see it, man.
It's just kids being kids, no dialogue.
Should we just watch it on the air?
We should just go home. You know, can we watch it on the air?
Like do like
just tell people you can forward 20 minutes.
You know what?
Like do a live.
Like we did with the last days with Odine.
Odine?
Odin? Should we do that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's watch it and then we'll wrap it up with 10 more minutes of podcast after that.
All right, let me see if I can pull it. We can all watch it together.
The one I'm on is A Day with the Boys by Autonomy 16 is the uploader.
This is going to be like a little...
We probably have to come in there and watch it with you.
No, we can watch it here. Matter with you.
But don't we have to sync everything?
Yeah, we'll just like say 1, 2, 3, go.
We just all press play when it goes.
How many people listening to this podcast just got really bummed out?
What do you mean? Why? Because we're going to be watching this movie?
Hey, you guys want to watch an 18-minute film in the middle of the podcast? And we all just went, yeah!
Is it 18 minutes?
Yeah. Yeah, we can't do this.
That's too long.
You know what? You're right. I was just thinking about
that.
Last
episode was minutes.
I was just trying to picture somebody on a podcast going, let's watch a 15-minute long film, and then we'll talk about it after it's over in real time. I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, yeah, that's it. I didn't recognize it. Okay, yeah. It's the one. Yeah, watch the one that's by Ottoman 16 and only has...
Ottoman.
Autonomy?
Autonomy 16. God damn it. I am dyslexic. Leave Abonnemans. Me the fuck alone.
Cinnabons 83.
All right, I'm in.
All right, I'll send you the link. No, I won't. All right, so is that it? The show's over then.
No.
If we're not going to do a day with the boys...
we have an advice.
Yeah, let's do it. Bring it on.
Is it advice to us not
kill
to play?
Some time while I dig it up.
God damn, I have to remember not to take the freeway home.
So, this is, you know how like all families have like little inside jokes, running jokes? There's this great book I read called Mama's Boy back in the day, and it was all about the serial killer that like he was really into surveillance and stuff, so he would watch families for like months before he would actually go in and do his bidding.
Yeah.
And he would learn all their little inside jokes and little inside stuff, and then when he'd go in and like he'd tie them all up, he would feed them all this shit. Awful. Yeah, really creepy. Real?
True story?
No, it was a novel. Very entertaining novel called Mama's Boy. I think it's out of print.
Because you know, on the news today, they talked about that they found all the
Richard Ramirez.
Yeah, wasn't that great?
Escape. Yeah, he had like a syringe. What did he have in his butt?
He had a bumper sticker.
It was a bumper sticker that said "I love chocolate." They found up in his butt.
But the best thing was
a syringe.
What are you talking about?
Richard Ramirez had plans to escape. He's dead now. He died in prison.
You know the Night Stalkers. Yeah, yes. Richard Ramirez.
But he had elaborate plans to escape prison. He tried
elaborate plans.
He tried twice. But one of the plans was he was gonna make himself really sick, and they were gonna take him to a hospital. And his way to escape, he was gonna kill his way out.
Kill his way out. That's the elaborate plan.
Just not great. Yeah.
He was gonna. I planned it for months. I'm just gonna kill my way out. He was the worst. He's the one that showed up in court with like 666 on his hand.
That's the worst reason to have a family member in a hospital die, because they were in the middle of somebody else's plan to kill their way out.
Yeah. All right. So my mom and I and my whole family.
Still scaring me.
I'm going to kill my way onto the freeway, mowing down a couple of Caltrans guys.
My whole family used to watch murder porn, like before murder porn was really, you know, like...
Your whole family?
Well, not my dad, because he was too busy biting his lip and yelling obscenities.
You and just you and your mom?
Like my mom and I.
Wait,
like,
what is murder porn?
Murder porn, like 48 hours. I don't even know what it was called back then. Okay, but like all this stuff about like, you know, husbands killing 48
hours. It's all about white women being killed.
And one of the sayings, one of the things that we still say and we just laugh and we almost forgot like its origin, where it came from. But it's just saying, because I hate you. And because I hate you. And I have no idea how to find it. I have no idea how to get to the bottom of like who it was. But this woman was scared for her life because her husband wanted to kill her. And she actually hid like a recording device long before iPhones or anything like this. Like the 80s. She hid one of those like big tape decks that you push record, like the red and the black together, underneath the bed. She pushed record so that she could show like neighbors and possibly court or cops like what she was dealing with her husband. And she's bawling, crying on the bed. You can just picture her. And she's like, well, why are you doing this? Because he's explaining how he's going to kill her one day. And he's real matter of fact about it. And she's like, I don't understand. We're married. We have children together. Why do you want to kill me? And he just says so matter of fact, because I hate you.
Did he kill her?
I don't remember. But it was the matter of fact. Because, and he was like chipper about it. Because I hate you.
He probably did. So now, otherwise, the show wouldn't be happening.
My whole family and I, except for my dad. We'll just out of the blue, just because I hate you.
That's a good
one. And
then
we all laugh.
That's a good one.
We all have a good laugh. Because I hate you. Hey, I heard a lot of people did
piggy
selfies. They were good.
Where were they?
They're all on Twitter.
Oh, do I have to follow someone?
My name wasn't
follow
on there.
Follow the After Disaster.
What is that?
You guys are fucks. There's also a good new account. Someone out there is listening to all of our shows, starting with episode 1, and tweeting the funny quotes from them. Like episode 4, Mike says, "Hey, we should get shirts." So
Jesus Christ,
we've only been working on that for 223 episodes.
Speaking of which, new Film Bolt shirts up and available over there at AndersonandBryan.com. Mm.
What's
Film
different
Bolt,
about it?
It says the mouse died.
Cool.
And there's a blood splatter, and a smaller Film Bolt logo, so that if you're embarrassed. You can still support the show without screaming. But if you only have enough money for one or the other, once Mike decides that we should just do the shirts the way that the Film Vault does the shirts, we will have shirts for the After Disaster.
How do you do them?
Go to
on demand
website. Yes.
Really?
And we pick a number that we think that we can really? Sell that number, and then we send they're only up there for a couple weeks, and we don't have to deal with anything. We're not going to be doing ghetto style where we're like in here writing out names or anything and stamps. I'm not going to the goddamn post office.
Really?
And they're printed, actually.
They're actually printed. Well, it's, yeah, you saw the foam ball ones. We'll figure this out off here. Or we do pre-orders, and we do gross, and we find a place that we like. All right?
Okay.
And we're going to come in here, and we're going to put blood on all of them.
I just want to make sure they're quality shirts is all I care about.
Like, well, American Apparel is the other.
Yeah, okay. How much are you selling those shirts for?
I think they go for 25. But that's like bad. Everything. That's tax, shipping, everything. $25 out the door.
That's not bad.
Music's stuck in your head, right?
Yes. I'm worried I'm going to hear it on the drive home. Wait. The person in my back seat.
The very end song is when it gets really good. But you can't watch it because it'll ruin it for you, Ty Ty. You can't watch the end, but you can listen to the end, okay?
Is it still playing?
Yes. So they, apparently they found the man that they're going to hang out with.
Is there a man? Is there a hipster on the screen?
So nostalgic. It is like it's like somebody was actually wandering around with me and my friends when I was that age, like 8 or 9, just filming us.
You guys found men in suits?
I don't think you guys, I don't think Tyler realized, I don't think he had the same kind of childhood where you're just like constantly like on your hands and knees and walking through dirt and going through shrubs and like on your ass sliding down hills, like literally sliding down hills. They show kids doing that.
I didn't live around stuff like that. I mean,
you were just playing Mario Brothers.
No,
right?
I didn't have video games.
Playing cards. You were trading Jesus and Mary cards.
A lot of baseball and basketball.
I can honestly say.
Biking.
I can honestly say
guns,
this.
A lot of gun playing.
When I was a kid, my day would end riding my bike home.
At dark.
Down a very dark, dark street.
You can honestly say this?
Very few street lights. Up to my door at maybe 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, leaving my bike outside, opening the door, going in and closing behind me without locking it, and then going in to my bedroom. Isn't that weird?
No.
Like, I really did go in without locking the front door.
Oh, well, that's kind of weird. Well, with that, were the street lights, were they still lit, or had the little boy come around and, like, put the,
it was
burn like a wick?
It was friggin' Tucson, and there was not a lot of street lights. It was just a dark fucking street we rode from the park back to our house.
That would be a sweet job, right? Lamplighter? Back in the
day? I think
so.
That
would be pretty. It'd be like a paperboy, but you don't have to deal with like getting collections. And
you get to meet people.
You don't have to fold papers.
You get to deal with fire. You get to see stuff. You get to gossip.
Every morning, you used to wake up, but they used to have these giant poles, and like and there was fire on the tip of it, and you would actually light the wicks of the street lamps that
had
oil.
Fill it with oil too, right?
Yeah, you probably had to do that. I wonder how many of those kids died.
That job.
I bet a few lamplighters died.
Of course, you spill that oil on you, it comes flaming down.
Flaming
on your
down,
head.
Yeah.
Like goddamn
medieval times.
Like that movie,
Nostalgia.
That movie. What's that movie? Omega Man.
I don't know movies. Omega Man, which is
what is
was
going
remade.
On
Charlton
film?
Heston
was remade with. Do not watch the end.
Why
I am
not?
Legend. I am legend.
I have to watch the end at some point.
Do not. Yeah, but watch it.
Not this point.
Tyler, you're going to ruin everything. Don't ruin things.
I saw
things.
Them playing in the dirt, and then they find a man in a suit, and there's horses.
Do not ruin this movie. All right. If you explain what happens, I'm doing what I do best, which is overselling something. People are going to watch this and go, I found it non-amusing. Very disappointed.
Unlike the Rush documentary, which everyone will love.
Nope. What's it called?
I don't know.
That's good.
Beyond the Lighted Stage.
Living on
Beyond
the Lighted
Dream. Stage.
Universe of Dream.
Hey,
of those who wish to be.
Will you turn up this the sound here? Listen to the music. God, it's good.
I'm getting very uneasy.
This is like a mix between The Conversation and some other 70s music.
You ever do that like with Netflix? Like I want to spend the evening in like mid-1970s New York. And you just find a movie that you haven't seen from that era, shot in New York, and it's like you're just there. It's like you're in New York almost. You can almost smell those streets.
I know I don't mean this literally when I say the best movies, but the best movies are French Connection, like those kind of movies.
French Connection,
The
is
Conversation,
so great.
French Connection, 3 Days of the Condor, so fucking good.
No,
and there's
Doors
nothing
the
like that.
3 Days of the Condor is boring.
No,
like, I need to go back and revisit.
It's one of the best movies. Period. Except for that rapes. Except for
that was the only part that was good.
There's one part of the movie that's so fake it kind of takes me out of it. At least,
Mike, you know what you would like? The Coolest Year in Hell.
Yeah,
what was that?
New York 77. Or it's called NY 77. The Coolest Year in Hell. And it's about 1977 in New York City, and like this,
that's all
it's
saying.
About, it's
is
about,
it a film?
Yeah, it's a 82-minute documentary. I watched it at work the other day.
And you think it's on? I got to see myself.
It's on Vimeo.
Why wouldn't I like it?
What's wrong with you?
Why are you pitching my?
You like it too?
Refresh. Tell me again what it's called. The Coolest Year in Hell.
NY77, Coolest Year in Hell. And it's all about like the CBGBs and the Ramones. And
I would love this. What's wrong with you?
The birth of like the hip hop thing, all this crazy stuff going on in New York in 1977.
All right, here comes the most catchiest music in the entire.
I'm not allowed to turn around.
It's not even playing anymore. It's just got the Windows fucking thing.
That's part of it. All right, do you want some advice?
No. I want this music. Oh. It's almost okay. And then advice. All right, go ahead with the advice. But we're gonna hear the music. It's gonna be in the background. And this music gets stuck in your head more than the.
The Warriors is a good slice of New York.
Yes, very.
But
very
Warriors is kind of campy, like fun. Three Days of the Condor is a classic, great movie.
This is why you want to do violins in your film, huh?
No, I thought of violins before.
Oh yeah,
I did.
The history of violins.
Wait for the piano. I'm getting chills just hearing it. I love it.
It's so like Pink Floyd.
It's still like Disney.
It's absolutely the conversation. It's that Francis Ford Coppola.
I need to go watch the conversation again. Gene Hackman.
Yes, great movie.
It's a streaming.
Great movie.
It's streaming. I saw it in film school, so I was anti because I was forced.
I fell asleep a couple times when I was trying to.
It's
watch
very
it.
Slow. It's a very slow conversation. Okay,
this is the part that's really catchy.
Oh. Guess what you're hearing right now will be stuck in your head.
The greatest part about the conversation is at the end.
Yeah,
and you realize.
Michael, why would you?
How did you ever do a film podcast with this guy?
Why would you say that?
I'm sorry.
Christ almighty. You know what? Mark that. We're not going to store.
That's too much work.
No, just mark it for me. I want to go back and listen to that over and over again. God damn it. That's like one of the greatest twists in the. Michael.
Yeah, sorry. That was dumb.
Yeah, Mark it.
Still watch it. It's a great movie.
AD Vice.
All right. My name is David, and I'm 20 years old.
Hey, Dave.
I've been going to college for a few semesters now, and I haven't been able to make any friends.
Oh, Dave.
When I get a chance to talk with people, I'm never interesting, funny, or anything. How do I become a likable or interesting, fun person to talk to? Recently, I heard Mike's podcast and how he got into a 40-minute conversation with a couple on Valentine's Day. How does he do that? How does he strike up conversation with strangers? I'd like to hear what the three of you think. And this question was originally leaning towards talking to girls, so if you have any advice on that, I'd like to hear that too.
Well, that's true. I was sitting at that bar.
Mike is missing part of his brain.
I was sitting at that bar across from the across from the pies in the Madonna Inn, and I looked over at the couple next to me, and I butted into the conversation 100%. And then I stuck in it for over 40 minutes.
That's a weird thing to do, Mike.
Yeah. It's.
I knew it was weird. I knew it was weird.
They probably thought you were looking for a threesome.
Well, to be fair, he was.
A verbal threesome. Here's what you want to do. You want to get yourself an iPad, or you can use your phone probably. Equip yourself, strap some big speakers on your shoulders. Play this here program. You actually play this one. This very episode, because it's some pretty good soundtrack there in the background, and just cruise around your campus playing the After Disaster full volume, and people will come up
this
and go, "Hey,
an
man!"
Idea that I would have said, and you would have screamed.
What?
At me.
What is this horrible shit that we're hearing coming off of your shoulders? And you can be like, "Hear those Pabs talking right now? They're talking directly to me." How do you like that for power? And then you can get in a conversation about power and ask if they've ever been in the Salton Sea.
I think you need to. There was a long period of my life where I felt like this young man feels.
Michael, will you turn off that horrible sound? What I heard was interesting. The guy said was that he is never interesting, or
he's never interesting, funny, or has anything good to talk about.
Yeah, but what about the people you're talking to? I mean, it sounds like you're so looking inward. Well, they don't even think about looking
outward.
What
I'm picturing is that, like, when you're at a party talking to your friend, and then like that other person kind of just wanders up, aka Mike Carano, and just kind of lingers for a second, and then tries to and that's never, you can be the most interesting person in the world, but it's never going to lead to any sort of conversation if you're doing that.
That's what I was hearing. You had a fucking call up for the last 30 minutes.
Wait, what did you say about me?
You're the guy that walks up and goes, hey, I dig it. Dig your shoes. What's up?
The I can relate to this guy, though, and I think what you need to do is sometimes just hang out. You don't always have to say something.
But let's give him an actual, like, because this sounds like it's constantly just trying to, like, walk up and meet, like, strangers at, like,
you know what he needs to do, truthfully, since he's young?
Chess club.
He needs to think of what he's most interested in and hang out with those kind of people.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in college, there's got to be endless clubs.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's already going out of his comfort zone to, like, go up and talk to strangers, and then he's getting shot down, or whether they actually are, or he's just down-talking himself, but...
Hey, do we have a dump button on this show if I say something?
Well, this show's not going live. Are we going live?
It's not going on the radio.
I have a pet peeve about podcasts because I've been known to be around them and produce them. Some people do podcasts like we're doing this one right now, not going anywhere live, but they fucking are so stressed and tense about it. And like if there's a mistake, they just make wide eyes instead of saying like, oh, you know what? Let's cut this part out. Or I wish I didn't say that. They just freak out. It's like, hey, listen, everyone, not live. Everyone settle down. Right?
Well, I was going to say something that would have gotten a laugh out of you guys, but
all right, let's do it. I want to laugh. Yeah, it's very, very, very that guy like. I was thinking that, actually. And then I'm like, no, I'm not going to say it. But, here's the deal. Might have an actual personality disorder there.
Real quick.
Maybe you should go get that evaluated.
Can you mark that area?
I already did.
Thank you.
If you're, maybe there might be medication or something if you're to the point that,
He's listening live?
There is no live.
We're not broadcasting live.
Oh. This is going nowhere. Yeah. Don't sweat it, buddy. I like that you care so much. Yeah. Right, Ty?
Yeah.
I just realized that.
Okay, now he knows, probably, because you continue down this rabbit hole.
Okay.
Let's mark it again there, Ty. So much work. But yeah, I would really just be looking for things that interest you and involving, including conversation, and like hope that someone is going to talk to you about something interesting rather than constantly thinking, how can I be interesting?
Yeah, stop trying to like inject yourself and maybe, I don't know, I think maybe like challenge himself to like do one thing out of his comfort zone, like one group, like, okay, I guess I'll go to that book club or that whatever, something that you wouldn't necessarily want to do. But just go, and eventually you're going to meet somebody that...
Yeah, you're going to find like-minded people. You know what the problem is? We can't all fit into every situation we want to fit into. Because I certainly... There's situations where I'm just stopped dead in my tracks, where I don't want to be in this conversation with people. Sometimes it'll be at a... I'll go out to like a show-busy dinner or lunch or something, and everybody's fighting for attention, and that's when I just totally check out.
Yeah.
And I'm super uncomfortable, and I just want to get the fuck out of there as fast as humanly possible.
No place for Mike to wedge himself in.
You're right.
It's already
you're
taken. Right. Like, all the pasture has been chewed.
Hey, I'm aware of the fact that I can go into a regular person, not in show business conversation, and I know how to... I can go in and dominate the conversation.
Dominate.
You know what I mean? I can come in, butt in, say a bunch of bullshit, get out.
Right. Be on your way.
Yeah.
I think he's got to join something where, like...
Wow, Mike Tyler's really into the joining.
He's going to be forced to like be in a group situation, like some sort of like team thing, you know?
Maybe. Right. I don't know why. I was just going to make fun of you for insinuating that he's a dork with the Join a Book Club. And then I was just about to say, I was just about to say, you should probably go to the Star Trek convention and find like-minded people.
Well, who says he likes
that? I go to the... I know. That's what I mean. We're both jumping to conclusions. I think the important thing in life is you, number one, realize it's not fair. It's not going to be fair. There's going to be somebody who is super charming, who's always going to out-charm everybody else and get all the attention. But if you do, if you hang around with people that like the same things you like...
Yeah, you got to find out what you like to begin with. And then, get into that and things will just happen. Same with the ladies. I mean, the ladies like a guy who has something going on, who's
like a snake tattoo,
some stuff. Yep.
It's totally the same with the ladies but we all have tried to hit on girls that were not our type of girls, right?
We're not our type, or we're out of our
league. Like for me, girls, like beachy girls in San Diego don't like me.
It's a shame for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
flavoring scent.
Lick it.
No, I got laid a lot. Look, I'm just saying, they didn't like me.
Oh my God, that guy's torso is not brown.
By and large, like beachy, not surfer chicks, but the chicks that stoner chicks that live
it
at the beach
hair on
are
it.
Not the kind of girls that like Mike Carano.
You like the quirky girls like you.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But so you know, I wasted all this time fucking
trying
those beachy
beach
chicks.
Sluts.
Beach sluts are the best.
They're not the best. They're little stoner chicks.
Sand
they're not
the
best.
Cracks.
The best.
No way.
The best. Yeah. The best.
They're Jerry. Cute.
The best. All right. Can we finish the show?
Oh, we got one more AD.
Oh, cool. All right.
AD Vice. Quick, Mike, what are those things that are on trees?
Leaves.
Oh, okay. You passed. Apparently, in your podcast, you couldn't figure out the difference between leaves and leafs.
Yeah, sometimes I misspeak, everybody. A lot.
People like to report to me or to our email address about like the weird things that you do on your podcast.
I'm aware of when a word comes out of my mouth that's wrong, but sometimes I don't go back and correct it because I'm already 3 minutes into a recording.
Is that it? That was the AD Vice?
No.
Jesus Christ.
All right, here we go. I have a bit of a Mike Carano issue here. Yeah, buddy. Here we go. I'm 17 and I turn 18 at the end of March. I have a huge crush on a girl who turned 15 in January.
Oh, Mike.
So there's nearly a
That is not a Mike Carano problem. I just want to clarify.
I believe she feels the same way, but who the hell knows? My question, should I pursue her romantically?
No.
I worry about the
gross.
Age gap for a few reasons. The main one being the silent shame from my friends if they found out I was dating a 15-year-old. In my defense, she's super hot, so please bear that in mind when making a recommendation.
What? I think cute is the word that you use in delivery. Yeah.
She's like a super hot 15-year-old.
Honestly, I don't see. I'm sure there's something about 15-year-olds that looks like hot, but I don't see it.
Michael, the very first episode we ever did, episode
not
zero,
15,
16. Was the age that you were talking about?
Okay,
now,
that's what I'm
when
saying.
You're on the
wait
phone
till she crosses over that threshold in the 16.
I was a senior, and it was a legitimate like love that I had for this girl. I fell in love with her after being friends with her for 6 months, and you know, it's a long, convoluted story. But I actually lost a friend over it because he was taking advantage of this. She was a little girl when I met her, but then I ended up hitting it off with her so well, and she was like, I don't know, 15, maybe she just turned 16, and I was like 19. And I ended up dating her for like 2.5-3 years, and I was in love with her, and I wanted, at one point, thought I was going to get married to her. But then she moved and went to college down in San Diego.
Beach slut.
And ended up going back to my old best friend, who I stopped being friends with because he was being a total douche and just using her because she was a little freshman. And he's like, I'm going to go get head from that stupid girl over there. That kind of thing. Yeah. She ended up marrying him and having kids.
Oh, no.
But yeah, the age difference.
Are they
sucks.
Still married?
No, they got divorced. And actually, I ran into him at the courthouse when he was getting divorced.
Here's the thing: I get you could be 18 and be in love with a 15-year-old. However, or be what you think is in love with a 15-year-old. 15 just sounds so fucking 15, young.
Yeah, because
just sounds
we're
so
total old.
Not.
Totes old. Totally. Old.
I mean, it's your classic like senior with like they just wait for the hot freshmens and they go and date them.
But there's some. It
that's
really
different,
wrong.
Though. You're still like in the same age group.
I remember being like,
what? He's 18 and she's 15. He could still be a senior in high school.
And
she
it was
could be a freshman.
Really yeah, cool, point, like point. Showing her when I was a senior and she was a freshman. And this sounds creepy. I get it. And then we continued to date when I was like out of high school and she was a sophomore. But I really loved this chick. I really did. She was great. I don't want to say she's the one that got away, and she's not. And I couldn't be happier with Jillian. But I was really into this girl, and you know, it was legitimate a relationship. But it was also really, really cool, like showing her. Like bands and movies and stuff like that. You know, I miss that kind of thing. It's like, because you know, you're older and you can show cool stuff. It's not just all about creepy and sexual.
I know. But there's a point where that showing them new stuff turns on you. And they want to show you their stuff. And
this is a penis.
You don't want to hear about it because you're
testicle.
Old.
Yeah. But yeah.
A little too close home there, Mike.
Yeah.
So the consensus is stop. What's our...
I don't even. I just started thinking about my own shit. What, he's 18 and she's 15.
Yeah.
And what is the deal?
I think
he wants to know
get,
if he should pursue her romantically.
No.
Yeah. I don't think he should either. I think he should wait a couple years.
Yeah. First of all, it's illegal pretty much everywhere you are.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It and, is illegal, right?
Yeah.
Should I give out his email address?
Absolutes. To the FBI. To the FBIers. Yeah. What are you doing? There's other girls.
Yeah, you're about to go to, you're about to graduate and go to college or whatever.
Listen, get him to listen. I was, when I first met Jillian, I was 26 and she was 16. Okay, and I pined for her. Never like fantasized about her or anything like that, but she was beautiful and she was in my house because she was my little sister's friend. And I'd be like
in
home
my
visiting
house!
Visiting my parents, visiting my family, and my sister's little hot friend. Actually, she was younger than that when I first met her, and I'd always like make comments in front of my then girlfriend, like, oh, look at how cute my little sister's friend is. Jillian, one day, I can't wait till you turn 18. I used to like joke around. And I was joking. And like I think I first met her when she was like 13 or 14. And I used to joke around to piss off my then girlfriend, who was practically like part of the family. She was always around. And you know, nothing happened until she turned 20, and then like I saw her for the first time in like 2-3 years, and she was looking better than ever. And I'm like, hey, let's get some food,
let's get some French fries.
Nice. We're dropping my sister off at the airport. She had to fly back to Portland, and we're just standing there awkwardly. And I'm like, hey, you want to go? I'm afraid that she might miss her flight or something might happen. We should just hang around the airport until.
I sort of regret when I was a manager of an improv a long, long time ago, in the 90s, and one of the servers had a baby. Me holding that
baby really
girl,
young, dude. You don't want to do that.
Me holding that baby girl and saying, "If I were Tony Randall, your baby's daughter is too old for me."
It's true, right?
It was totally true.
No, it's not that.
It was absolutely.
Wait,
true.
How old is Tony Randall's girlfriend?
Tony Randall was 75 when he married a 25-year-old, and he had a baby 50. At 80. Yeah, 50 years difference.
So this girl that was holding the baby, let's do some quick math. Literally a grandfather. Literally, could be your grandfather. So she was like what, 30? She had a baby.
I said the baby is too old.
If your daughter, all right, I'm bored.
I said if your daughter, your newborn baby has a baby.
What the fuck?
20 years later, and she was probably 20-30 herself, right? The girl.
No,
that's
she
50
was like
years.
20.
What? Okay, so that's 40 years. It's not true. Math wrong. She like the kid would be 10. That'd be 50 years difference.
Maybe I didn't go baby's baby. Maybe I just went baby.
That baby right there that you're holding is too old for Tony Randall. That's true. It's true.
I said for me, though.
Well, for
I
you?
I said for Tony Randall. I said if I were Tony Randall.
Guys, you have those weeks where you just hate yourself. Everything you say.
Every
you
week.
You know yourself.
Nope.
No?
Of course not. Yes, of course.
Really?
Yeah.
I hate myself this week.
How come?
I don't know. I just don't like anything I'm saying.
Is it because you're not happy with your work?
No, I like my work.
It's because of that dumb hair?
It's not nice. I'm about to show Tyler and Mike because I need some advice on my film.
You have to submit it through the proper channels, theafterdisaster@gmail.com.
I'm showing them a little rough cut of my short that I shot, like one of the shorts that I shot like a month ago now. God damn, it feels like it's been forever, and I feel like a loser because every single day I work at least some time on it, and it's just like...
At least you're doing some time on it.
But I feel like I should be long. It should be in my rearview mirror because it's 6 minutes long. It's like, how much time can you give a little six-minute short? How much time?
Yeah, well, I think Francis Ford Coppola said it best when he said, it wasn't him, another classic huge director who said if he didn't have a deadline, he would never finish anything.
Yeah.
And if they didn't take it away from him, he would never finish it.
I know, I need someone to take it away.
Hey, I'm still sitting on six fucking songs that I haven't finished recording because
why don't you give them to me so I can make you the featured artist on the after, okay. On the film books.
Oh yeah, forgot about that.
Let's do that.
You want to wait for the new ones?
Nope, because they will never be done.
Never say never. The Fart Barf album's coming out.
No shit.
Apparently, pre-release is already available. So I don't know.
Bought it. I already bought one. Yeah.
Do you have it yet?
No.
I'm not gonna want to pay for it. They should give it to me.
They should give it to you. But here's the thing: if you buy the vinyl, you get free. You get a free digital download, which I wasn't aware of, so I bought the CD instead.
And the vinyl's only $20. A digital download.
Yeah, you can. But
no vinyl.
Having the vinyl would be kind of cool. For no reason.
So they're doing the After Disaster in a couple weeks here.
Yep.
Like, I think
they sold out of cassettes.
Oh my god, why do they have cassettes? Goddamn hip stop!
I almost bought a cassette and then I realized not only am I not going to listen to this,
I don't have anything to listen to it on,
and it's shit quality.
God damn him. Josh.
The vinyls look cool though. There's white and red vinyls.
Josh, Dan, Brian, they're all going to be on the After Disaster. Are you available that night, Tyler? Can you come in?
We're just going to do it after Loveline?
Maybe after Loveline. Yeah, I'll talk to them. But they want to do the After Disaster, but obviously the first same night that they're doing the pre-show or post-show, depending on when we do ours. So, yeah.
We should definitely do this.
Monday the 28th. Yes. Monday the 28th.
Yeah.
Either before or after. I don't know if they can do after.
They
got morning gigs. They still work for a living.
They've
not quit their day
before.
Jobs.
You probably can't. Huh.
All right. Well, we'll figure it out.
It would be so much better to do them before so that we could upload that episode before Loveline airs.
Everyone stop listening to Loveline right now. I would go on and plug it.
We should just totally go live with that show and then have listeners call in Loveline and flood the phones.
Every time Mike asks them a question, you can just be like, oh, we already talked about this on the After Disaster.
That's what I mean.
Every time Catherine would doesn't love
go, we already heard this on the After Disaster.
That was... you guys were great, but that episode, I don't feel good about it. I don't know what's going on with it.
It wasn't that bad.
What do you mean that? Are you talking about this episode?
This episode of that, yeah.
That wasn't that bad.
It had some good music, I tell you that much. I want that soundtrack. I want to play that in my car. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do that. Have you ever done that with like a movie? You record the actual full movie.
I haven't done it, but I heard it in your car. I've heard people do that. Pretty sweet. I heard somebody in a podcast.
I did it with Buffalo 66, Raised in Arizona. I've done it with two or three movies.
You know I could probably do it with Step Brothers.
You know what's better?
I'm going to do it with All Is Lost. Just listen to All Is Lost.
The person I heard talking about
it. Waves?
Because there's no dialogue.
On a movie podcast said they did it with the director's commentary, and that sounds really good.
Yeah, we could just listen to a podcast. Hey, everyone. Thanks for not listening. Appreciate that.
Thanks for not telling anyone about the show.
God be with you. And hey,
reverse
kid,
psychology.
That's in college. You only get to be in college once, so enjoy yourself. But
that's not true. That's not true. There's 60-year-olds in college.
Sounds like you might actually have something going on psychologically that you might want to get evaluated.
Complex.
No, it's like not like like a defect or anything, but it sounds like you might have some kind of thing going on mentally that you might be able to work through. So, and there's plenty of people you can talk to on campus there. If you're over at college, you can go talk to.
Are you talking about the 15-year-old chick again?
Nope. I know that's where your mind gets stuck, but nope, I'm talking about the poor kid with social anxiety that has a hard time communicating with others.
Tyler throws us the curveball. They're the same guy.
And they're both a girl, and she's 15.
Wouldn't be a really great curveball.
Doogie Howser, if you're listening, I'm very excited about Hedwig and the Angry Inch. He's doing that. Neil Patrick Harris is doing Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh, he's definitely
on board. On Broadway.
Did it.
On Broadway.
Oh, okay.
He's doing a musical. On Broadway.
Neil Patrick Harris, who's the guy who's moved out of being an entertainer into just being a host because he's hosted the Tonys and the Oscars, the Emmys so many times.
Playing Hedwig.
I know.
On Broadway. That's an entertainer.
But that guy was a respected performer.
He won a Tony!
And now he's just a host.
No, it's not true.
Okay, don't pursue that 15-year-old.
Are you talking about
too
Mark
young.
McGuire?
No.
Mark McGrath, I mean?
No.
Mark McGuire. You're talking about Mark McGrath.
No, I'm talking about
Neil Patrick Harris?
Yeah.
He was on like How I Met Your Mother or whatever for ages.
I know, but now he just hosts the Emmys and the Tonys every single year.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Like,
and he's just turned into a host.
Like a TV host, like Maury or something.
Yeah.
No.
No, he hosts shows now. He's moved out of the I'm a legitimate actor field into I'm a host now.
He can't be both?
No.
Oh, no. Jesus Christ.
What's next?
He's gonna play imagine if the world of show business was run by Mike's absolutes? Oh my god.
It would be a better place.
All right, guys, come watch my rough cut.
All right, bye.